Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. An official tribute has been paid this morning to the four victims of Thursday's knife attack at the police headquarters in Paris. Two separate events have been held. Firstly, the three police officers and one member of administrative staff were awarded the Légion d'honneur posthumously by the Minister for the Interior, Christophe Castaner. This was followed by a ceremony attended by President Macron, the Prime Minister Édouard Philippe, and the Ministers for Justice and the Armed Forces. The head of state is then holding a private meeting with the relatives of the victims. Prior to the tribute, Christophe Castaner met with a special parliamentary group to try and establish if information on the attacker was missed by intelligence sources. An inquiry will be formally set up next week into the incident. Almost 2 weeks after the fire at the Lubrizol chemical factory in Rouen, a field survey on the immediate area around the plant is finally underway. The delay in starting the investigation has been caused by persistent hotspots, making the area inaccessible. The city of Rouen will be filing a full complaint for what the mayor has called a national disaster. Meanwhile, 600 kilometres away in Villeurbanne near Lyon, local residents are worried about another fire, this time at a local warehouse. After the Lubrizol incident, concerns over pollution and residue from the blaze have been heightened. However, it has been confirmed that the warehouse is not categorised as a Seveso site. Roads in some of France's major towns and cities are being blocked by protesting farmers today. Frustrated by the demise of their businesses because of free trade agreements, they are planning on creating roadblocks until early afternoon. And finally to the Rugby World Cup in Japan, as South Africa take on Canada this afternoon. If the Springboks win the game, they will be through to the quarterfinals. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.